We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Opposition party leaders will meet this morning to discuss the possibility of putting down a no-confidence motion in the Ceann Comhairle for Fiona Murphy. It follows yesterday's chaotic scenes in the Dáil Chamber when a vote to allocate new speaking slots to the regional independent TDs and coalition backbenchers was passed. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The political focus is now turning to the Ceann Comhairle, who yesterday stated that many TDs were failing to show respect for the chair. But the opposition contends that Fiona Murphy did not adopt an independent approach when overseeing proceedings in the lead-up to the contentious vote. Sinn Féin whip Padraig McLoughlin accused her of driving a bulldozer through the Dáil rules. There was anger too that the House adjourned quickly after the vote had concluded. The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, believes the opposition is now bullying and intimidating the Ceann Comhairle. But there is a strong feeling within opposition groups that a no-confidence motion in Fiona Murphy is looking increasingly likely. Such a move would, at the very least, weaken her position, which requires the confidence of both the government and the opposition.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris will today hold talks with the Lebanese Foreign Affairs and Defence Minister in Beirut to raise the case of the Irish UN peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney, who was shot dead in December 2022. It's expected Mr. Harris will outline the government's disappointment and dissatisfaction at the slow progress of the legal proceedings and say that the lack of progress is particularly distressing for the Rooney family. A County Down woman has settled a sexual discrimination case against one of Northern Ireland's largest employers for more than a quarter of €1 million. Maeve Bradley worked for Citibank in Belfast as an assistant vice president when she went on maternity leave in the spring of 2023. The mother of two believes she was in line for promotion on her return, but the person who covered her leave was promoted instead. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Maeve Bradley had been working for Citibank in Belfast for 4 years when she went on maternity leave on the 1st of April 2023. An assistant vice president of her division at the time, she'd been told a promotion was on the cards when she returned. But when she contacted a manager ahead of her return to let them know she'd applied for reduced hours due to childcare needs, she was offered an alternative role. She was told her job and the promotion to president of her division had been given to the person who filled in for her during her maternity leave. Believing her treatment to be unlawful, she raised a formal grievance with Citibank, but it wasn't upheld. The mother of two then contacted Northern Ireland's Equality Commission and issued legal proceedings alleging sex discrimination. Her case was listed for a tribunal hearing, but was settled by mediation without admission of liability. She received £215,000, almost €260,000, one of the largest settlements of its kind in Northern Ireland. Settling the case, Citibank, which employs around 1,200 people across two sites in Belfast, said it agreed to liaise with the Commission to review its equal opportunities policies, procedures and practices relating to the treatment of employees on maternity leave in Northern Ireland. Maeve Bradley says she had a duty to her two young daughters to take a stand to show them that nobody should be allowed to treat women in such a way. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
An exercise to assess Ireland's ability to deal with large forest fires is taking place in the Wicklow Mountains today. It comes as the 2025 fire season here is expected to be longer and more extensive than ever before. The exercise is the first of its kind in Ireland. Our eastern correspondent, Samantha Labrary.
Less rainfall here in spring and summer and other climate change related issues are believed to have contributed to the number and scale of forest fires in Ireland. Now experts say that the 2025 fire season here is expected to be longer in duration and more extensive than ever before. It's against that backdrop that an exercise to deal with large forest fires is taking place in the Wicklow Mountains today. The operation, led by European experts, is the first of its kind in Ireland, with more than 100 participants from various agencies in Ireland and other EU states. They're simulating a wildfire scenario near Turlough Hill in the Wicklow Mountains so that first responders can test their preparedness for a real-life event. Drone technology from Maynooth University will be piloted, and the possibility of deploying aircraft from other EU states will also be examined during the exercise. Members of the public in Wicklow have been asked not to be alarmed by the presence of numerous emergency response personnel and vehicles and the use of a helicopter during the drill.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Mostly dry today with a good deal of cloud and just limited sunny spells. Patchy drizzle in the afternoon and patchy light rain will move into the northwest and west in the evening. Highest temperatures 11 to 15 degrees.